Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, y'all. This is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs in the stars with the show, man. Till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mode in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose to get large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Can't believe what rabid football fans we are. Still talking about the Madrid game time decision by Mike McDaniel.
No game
days
this week.
Later.
No
days
game this
later.
Week.
Later. We're still debating. Did
no
he make
game
the
this
right
week.
Choice?
This is perfect
it's
for me.
It's sick behavior by us.
This is perfect for me.
Please throw out the gum. Please. Come on. I'll tolerate Sour Patch Kids, but please.
Here comes
the shuffler.
Oh.
I'm going to start calling that the JFig shuffle.
Wait, single digits.
Yep. She did keep it at single digits. Pretty good today. Pretty good.
Like two was saying, I only threw one pick.
Right. It was an arm punt. That's a JFig arm punt. Just coming in at 10:03.
It's just an arm punt. So, where was I?
We were talking about yet again the end. Somehow we started. Yeah. We greeted each other just talking about again Mike McDaniel right. deciding to go for it.
And I was saying this is a perfect week for me because I like the bye week right before Thanksgiving because I can get everything ready.
That is a good bye week.
I can get everything ready. Because you know next week is busy,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's Michigan, Ohio State. So,
going, going?
No, no. But I might go. I might go up to check on Bernie. So I'm not
okay.
sure.
Has I see social media posts. I don't know what I don't know what to ask you about.
I haven't heard from.
He seems like he's being positive, like in the media about it.
He's always positive.
I know, but like he's like, I saw like a quote that said, "This is the first day of the rest of my life," and I was like, "Okay, is he good?" And
you know what I text him sometimes when he'll send me a text.
Right.
And, you know, he always sends a text, you matter. And I just go, blah. Like,
you're like, too much.
Too much. Too much. But he's like, dude, he's been like that with me for 35 years.
Mm.
How do you, like, if I have a problem with it, it's a me problem.
Right.
Because he's being who he is. So, yeah. But I'll check in on him. See what's going on. I haven't talked to him. He'll give me a call. Right. I'm not one of those people that
you're not a badgerer.
No, not at all. Not at all. But I can get everything ready because there's no game at 1. Mm-hmm. So when I get back from golf, I can just go out back, turn on some football, clean my grill, get my grill ready for Thanksgiving because you know something going on the grill
Make
for Thanksgiving.
Possum free.
Have to.
So I'm going with just the turkey breast.
Cool.
I'm going to just smoke that turkey breast. I'm going to get a couple of those. And then I'm thinking I might get a tenderloin.
Mm.
Just a nice tenderloin, sear it, and then throw it on the grill. Who doesn't like a good tenderloin?
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Thursday Night Football tonight. The Texans. They host the Bills. Buffalo, 6-point favorites, 8-15.
That's it?
Yeah.
Know why? Texans have really good defense.
Well, that gets going tonight. Davis Mills still out there, though.
Bills are traveling to Houston?
Yes.
I take Houston. I'll take Houston.
Davis Mills.
You know, I'm like, you know how I feel about them big point spreads. I've been pretty good with them all year, though.
It's big for a road team.
I've been pretty good taking them all year. Oh, man. Poor Cam.
Which one? Cam Ward?
Ward.
Yeah. He's getting the snot kicked out of him this year.
I saw that. Man. So, yeah. And Shador's not helping his cause.
Because he says this is the show you've been waiting for? No, too much?
Like, I get... Let me tell you something about athletes. Athletes usually do well, then talk trash.
Yep.
You don't suck and then come in and talk trash.
Right.
And so what it does is, you know why you have to be humble when you play sports? Because they're so up and down. Your career is up and down. Nobody has a career that isn't, something isn't questioned at every turn.
Yeah.
So you're humble so that when you give an answer, people respect, okay, we see what's going on. He's this or that, or it's sports, and that's what you have. If you're arrogant about it, everybody in the world is waiting for you to fail. And you're going to make mistakes. So, like, you got to be careful with that. Humble. You can be positive and you can be almost cocky. So you have confidence in yourself, or you know what you can do, and it's just a matter of going on the field. But you have to stay humble. You have to stay humble because the vultures are waiting. And if you put yourself out there, first of all, you can't put yourself out there if you haven't shown no good football.
Well, I think this is probably like, look, I think it's part of the reason I think he dropped so much. He doesn't seem to have that temperature of himself. I don't think he has
temperature.
That. I don't think he has that, dude.
Oh, my goodness.
It's cranked up to 10 at all times with him.
Yeah, but maybe he ought to go look at that film. Oh. You know who's going to get him.
Hmm?
One of the veterans will go talk to him. Hey, calm down. Okay. Yeah, have you
Miles
seen
Garrett?
Him? Miles, he's not really that guy. And it would have to be somebody closer to it. That's why I think somebody like Joe Flacco in that locker room would have helped them. But Joe Flacco wanted to play. Joe Flacco ain't going to come in and sit on nobody's bench.
The Florida Panthers, they're back on the ice tonight against the New Jersey Devils. It's a 7 o'clock puck drop. And you can hear that game right here on QAM.
Mm-hmm.
Love the Cats. We got the news yesterday that Tuukka Rantanen is going to be out week to week. He suffered a gas grill injury. They said it was lower body, so I don't know what the hell happened.
Ooh, he dropped a hot rock on his leg?
I don't know what the hell happened, dude. Wait.
Check this out.
What's up?
Just out of curiosity, how can you have a grill incident on your lower body?
Yeah, I know. It kind of feels like I was trying to think
somebody
about
somebody dropped a hot rock on his leg.
No, it wasn't. It was a gas grill. According to George Richards' report in Florida Hockey Now, it was a gas grill incident, lower body, which makes me feel like, did the propane tank burst?
He didn't hook. No, those don't catch on fire.
I don't know, dude. I was trying to figure it out.
That's why I'm going to tell you, stay away from the grill. So us real grillers over here are trying to figure out how can you burn your lower body messing with a barbecue grill?
I don't know. I don't have the facts. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure it out, but that's what the report was.
Holy smokes.
Either way, he's out week to week. Paul Maurice said
week
yesterday.
Week to week. So he going to get that ointment.
Paul Maurice said, he's like, look, I'm calling it week to week because I don't really have a lot of experience with this. It's basically once it doesn't hurt putting on his hockey gear. So remember, didn't this happen? What the hell happened last year? Was it 2 years ago? Njoku, didn't he burn his face?
Yeah, but he played that same week.
I think he did. Yeah, he played the mask or something like that.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
But that was fireworks.
Was that fireworks?
I think so.
I thought it was a kitchen incident.
No, I thought it was fireworks. I mean, I don't know. What are they cooking that they burn in their face?
I don't know. It said Cleveland Brown sent in David Njoku burned his face and arm when lighting a fire pit with spray lighter fluid, which caused a flash explosion.
Here we go. Here we go again. Whoosh. Now that's a fire. Why? Dude, everybody would
love a bonfire. I love a fire pit.
Yeah, but a fire pit. Do they know how it works? You put the lighter fluid or whatever, and usually they do it with the wood. Now the
obviously
wood.
He didn't know how to work it,
and you let it soak in. You don't throw it on hot, and then he probably went in and said, "Ooh, that fire ain't big enough." Ooh, scored some more. Oh my goodness, and that smells disgusting. So you shouldn't be using lighter fluid anyway for a fire pit.
Because
it smells. It's like makes you almost.
I'm not gonna sit here and act like I haven't acted like Tom Hanks in Castaway before. I have made fire. Come on, we've all done it.
Wait, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Could you imagine us camping, and between the both of us, all we had was a couple of sticks to make a fire? Who would fight who first? I think I would fight you first because you would try to do something just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this once on TV. That's what you'd be.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we found our joy last night. Take a break. 15 minutes of heat is next.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
Bum, bum. 15 minutes of heat here for you, brought to you by the Lexus to December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Miami Heat, they beat the Golden State Warriors yesterday, 110-96. Kind of dicey for like three quarters. But then
there was never that push that created a whole bunch of separation except the start of the game. So you're always like, come on, not against these guys.
It was very annoying. It was very annoying. The game started, they missed their first 12 shots.
Right, which
their first it was just a game, one of those where you're just like, I don't see this is not a team that seems like they pose much of a threat. And then a couple shots go in, Buddy Hield comes in, you're just like, uh-oh, game's a little too close for comfort.
Yeah.
And then, third quarter, they even took a lead. And then Eric Spoelstra said it all changed when Drew Smith passed me the basketball, which was hilarious. Like, Drew Smith never does that. Drew Smith is always, like, on point, makes the right decision. For some inexplicable reason, he just is like, pass the ball right to Spo. And Spo's like, hey, man. On the team.
I love when after that they go, my bad.
And then all of a sudden, Drew Smith's like, well, that's not happening again. And he just starts ripping the ball away from all Warriors.
He said, you got to get some get back.
Had to get some get back, dude. had to get some get back. So then, dude, Norman Powell. Wow. Dude, I can't believe the Clippers did this. This is
I told you why. You're not thinking about
franchise malpractice to give up a guy like this for nothing. Because he just decided, you know what, dude? Mm-hmm. I'm taking this puppy over. And he at one, Leroy, he had 8 points at the 7 minute mark of the fourth quarter. He finished with 25. He's ridiculous.
I know.
He's ridiculous.
Yikes.
It's just, it's crazy.
But that's kind of the guy you need, right? That's when you think of your scores, you want a guy who reads the room
mm-hmm.
and knows, hey, if we're going anywhere, I'm going to have to be the catalyst behind this on this side of the ball.
Timbo Slices, Tobin saying Drew Smith changed the game by throwing out of bounds is why Marcus hates him. Okay, I want to be clear, Timbo, maybe you didn't hear me. I didn't say that. The coach said that. That's what he said. He goes, kind of changed the dynamic of the game. And then everybody was like, and then Norman Powell was like, you know who changed the game? Drew Smith. Drew Smith going crazy with all the steals. So, I don't know what to tell you. You can be mad at me. Or you can be mad at Spo. He's the one who said it. He's the one who said it. So what am I supposed to do? Just ignore it?
I got to.
That was his claim. That was what he said. You don't have to take my word for it. Just take it on Spo. Spo's the one who said it. He started his press. He literally started the press conference yesterday. Going like, gotta tell you, this game really changed when Drew Smith passed me the ball.
When he made a mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that he's like that. Just it changed our dynamic. I'm not gonna call Spo a liar. You guys want to call Spo a liar? Go ahead. I dare you. Call him a liar. But that's the truth. And then he was a demon. And Bam Adebayo, what a guy! I mean, what a captain! What a leader! Comes back yesterday, throws down some big threes. Some big buckets, some defense in the fourth quarter, shuts that bleep down.
Yep. It was sketchy, but they seemed to just pull it out in the end. Now, keep in mind, what happened last night doesn't happen in years past. Because when it starts going downhill like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It unravels the whole way.
Correct.
But it was great.
Yes.
It was great. And then, this is, see, here's the thing that's great. This is why you love Bam Adebayo. So Jimmy Butler doesn't play yesterday. Steph Curry doesn't play. Draymond Green doesn't play. Steph Curry hurt, has his ankles hurt. Draymond Green, he won't play without Steph Curry because he just doesn't play without Steph Curry, or he'll get kicked out of a game intentionally because Steph Curry's not playing. And Jimmy Butler's saying, we having a no playing party? I'm in. Back. Ah.
Oh, he said to Steph, you ain't putting all that on me.
Ah, oh, I can't go. Yeah, you know, usually when you have a back injury, by the way, you don't sit on the bench. You know, they usually say, hey, stay, you know, go lay in the back, dude. Don't sit there if you have a back injury. But you can't prove a back injury. He was walking around fine. But he didn't want to play. You know, he didn't want to play. The Warriors, they had been plotting this duck job for a while. And so much so that it dropped the team from national television, which is fine. Who cares? But Jimmy Butler didn't want to play. And then, super awkward. Because here's the thing with the Warriors and the Heat. It's a lot of love between those two teams. You got Spo and Steve Kerr. Love each other. You know? Got Steph Curry and Bam Adebayo, Leroy.
Hobnobbing.
And then you have Jimmy Butler, who knows all these people.
Didn't say nothing.
Once again, tucked tail, went right to the locker room. Didn't say hi, didn't shake hands, didn't give a to anybody.
What do you think?
Rats off a ship.
What do you think? Like, you, wait.
Low rent.
Let me ask you a question. What did you think was going to happen?
I don't know.
Because, listen, you have friends, you have acquaintances. and you have the phonies. That when they in the room with you, everything's great. We're best of buds.
Mm-hmm.
Out of sight, out of mind. Now, the thing I'll say about when the big three were here and that disbanded or whatever, there was never a time where guys came back that they weren't, you know, cool with all their friends or all the people they call their boys. I think we would have understood Jimmy more if not for these antics, right? So if he would have went up and said hi to Bam, who has done nothing to him, Tyler, nothing, Jaime, nothing, Nico, nothing, right? Because they all hobnob after games.
Of course. Tons of hobnob. There was extra long hobnobbery yesterday.
So if he had gone and just dapped up your boy, but here's why you don't. You want to know why you don't? Because you know you did wrong by them.
Right. Yeah. The only reason you can't look them in the eye
is because you
know. Is because you know. And the thing is that, and the thing that sucks about it with him is like he, you know, listen, he said a lot of untruths mm-hmm. those closing weeks. But he would sit in that locker room and he'd be like, oh, you know, I got no issue with the players. These guys know how I feel. These guys know how I feel. And it's like, well, if you have no issues with the players, why can't you go say hello? Why can't you say, hey, what's up? Hey, Bam, we've known each other for forever, you know? So what do you feel guilty about if there was nothing wrong?
But that was my whole point when all this was going on. You can lie to the organization. Hell, you can lie to your coach. But you can't do that to the other guys you play with and call yourselves cool. You see what I'm – you understand what I'm saying? That is the craziest thing to me. That, like, I'll badmouth a coach, badmouth the organization, but when I get in that huddle and I'm in that locker room, there's a certain level that, you know, you can't BS the guys you play with.
By the way, did you see Asia Wilson yesterday showed up with the Bam jersey?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yep.
Number one fan.
Numero uno. But this was great. I'm really like, and the thing is with the Heat, Bam Adebayo, the thing that was funny yesterday, I asked him about how hard it was being, you know, out.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about their trainer, Wes Brown. And he goes, it sucks rehabbing with him. He goes, it's like, I'd rather play injured than be rehabbing with him. And I'm like, and that just kind of speaks like that's the guy now who's the face of the organization.
Right.
But you remember how the whole Jimmy Butler saga like ended, where like he's showing up every game against whatever team they're playing on, or he went through weeks where he kept dyeing his hair and he kept trolling, and one week it was red, one week it was orange, one week it was purple, you know, and then he was wearing Sun shoes and he was wearing Warrior shoes and all that type of stuff. So he was trolling, subtle trolling. Well, did you see what Bam Adebayo did yesterday?
No.
What did he do?
So Bam Adebayo wore a hat backwards. Very subtle.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Bam Adebayo wore a hat to this particular game
mm-hmm.
that had the term on it. Joy dealer. Now, the story is, this is one of Bam's foundations. This is a foundation that he has. Bam does a lot of, let me just not get my ass kicked out of this. Philanthropic work.
Beautiful.
Big word for me, dog. Made me nervous.
Did you have to call the time? You have to call a 30-second timeout.
He prepared himself for it.
Yeah.
But he wears his foundation's hat that just happens to be named Joy Dealer on the day that Jimmy Butler's there.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of...
He's selling joy.
That's the thing with Bam Adebayo. You want to know something? His trolling isn't going to be empty trolling. He's going to do it for a good damn cause.
But it's an inside troll.
It's an inside troll, but now everybody looks it up. Now more people know about the... I didn't know about the foundation. Now everybody knows about the foundation. That thing is going to get millions of views.
I know you, though.
Hmm?
You were like, oh, this is perfect for Jimmy.
Perfect.
Did you buy one?
I will. I will. Just if they got a merch shop, I'm all in, dude. That was That was that's you know what we call that? You know what we call that from Bam Adebayo?
What?
A gentleman's troll. That's what he is. It's a gentleman's troll from Bam Adebayo.
No words.
No words.
Just
didn't even wear it forwards. He could have worn that hat forwards. He goes, it's backwards. Tim Reynolds takes a little snappy snap, puts it up on the internet, and what do you know?
Nobody gets what it meant because
Everybody thinks it's a pure shot,
right?
But it's like, no, you know what? I'm gonna do it for a good cause, and then you get some laughy laughs on the way out too.
The league might find him for that.
Who?
The league.
Find Bam?
Because you can't wear. There's certain stuff you can't wear, even if it's your own charity. Right? There's people who pay rights for all that crap.
Maybe that's why he wore it backwards.
Right.
Nobody can see it on camera.
See what I'm saying?
I don't know what the rules are, though.
Yeah.
You might be right.
You can't wear, like,
Norm
Powell. We used to get fined for wearing warm-up shirts that weren't.
Oh, like the brand?
Right.
Norm Powell showed up dressed like a Peaky Blinder.
Really?
Yep.
You know what I noticed in the Peaky Blinders?
What's that?
All intangibles.
That's fair.
You mean tell me back in those days they ain't have no black people in those parts?
Hmm.
They had a couple.
Hmm.
Like, that's just like the same thing with the Moses, the Ten Commandments. Nobody had dark skin in all that sun? Come on. Come on. We know there's a lot of black people from England. Hell, your favorite running back.
Jay Ajayi. Somebody put up Jay Ajayi's highlights the other day. I was in the rabbit hole. That was
great.
You
think he could walk now?
I don't know.
He already had bone on bone when he got it.
Yeah, I don't know.
And just
didn't he like trying to become a gamer or something like that?
Think about this. I have it now, and you see how I'm struggling. He started his career with it.
Yeesh. Well, good for Bam. Good for Norm Powell. Good for the Heat. They get the win.
By the way, let me just say
I'm trying to find the Peaky Blinder.
I got some video.
Let me just say this. Tobin upheld his end of the bargain.
Yep.
Did he send you a video?
He sent me a video. He was.
Wow, wasn't in the chat.
Very, very, very discreet.
I'm sure.
And you had to be a professional lip reader to figure out what he was saying, but that's okay. It becomes a little difficult when the person that you have to lip read has no lips.
Yeah. Why do you got to do that to him?
Chicken lips Tobin. I was also right.
You had to throw it out there.
I was also right next, he
don't have no very big soup coolers.
To who?
I was right next. I literally sit like right next to Heat Media Relations.
Mm-hmm.
So like I can't. Like you guys want me to just be a circus bear out there?
Yes.
Can't do that.
How was your setup?
How was my setup? I'll show you. We'll play the video. I'll put it up. We can play it next segment.
It's like.
Take a break. Back with more for this.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
Loves TV trivia. Yeah, I do. When he gets a TV trivia segment on football, he's so excited.
You want to know what the question was?
I do, but fix your camera first.
So people can see
how excited you are.
Because I didn't see what the choices were.
Okay.
So I have to, like, wing it. 50 touchdowns with two different teams. Devontae, Randall Cobb, Jordy Nelson, and Greg Jennings.
50 had the most yards with Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, no. That's a different question.
That's a different question. Different question.
The most yards with Aaron Rodgers? Is it... I'm going to say Devontae.
I'm going to say Randall Cobb. I feel like Randall Cobb was there forever.
Oh, Jordy against Nelson, the Bears.
Randall Cobb. Jordy Nelson feels like he was hurt too much. He was really good when he was out there, but he felt like he was hurt too much. Yeah, he gets the Bears. Is he going to play? I thought he broke his wrist.
Who?
Aaron Rodgers.
No, he's not. Do you know what a 40-year-old broken wrist looks like?
But on his
like?
Left hand. I thought he broke his wrist. What? Don't get mad at me. I'm asking a question. Why can't I ask questions?
How is he going to get the ball?
Tape it up.
It's Jordy Nelson.
Tangibles!
You know, it's funny. Every quarterback has a little intangible slot receiver that they can depend on.
He was more of a deep threat, though, Jordy Nelson. He was kind of more of the deep threat, and Cobb was like the possession guy.
All right.
You know?
Oh, most yards versus Bears. 1,000.
Victor has a football question for you. Is our phone pot up there, Brittany? All right. Victor, what's going on, man?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So, couple weeks it's been where the Dolphins, when they start, and I ask because I know you, Leroy, said before that. So, The first drive, a lot of times it looks so good because it's all, like, they all know what they're going to do. It's all rehearsed.
Yeah.
Right. So why would, in the, like, 2 weeks ago, what was it? They didn't even call a play. They already called a timeout, had a false start. And then this week, which I didn't watch the beginning of that game, but I watched the beginning of this one, and I was like, why is it that they run up to, I guess the question is, when they – do the first play. Let's say, are they expecting to get X amount of yards, and then if they don't, then they go to another play, or they just go down the book on the plays that they're doing?
No.
You know,
it every play.
How does that work usually?
Every play that's called in is a down and a distance. So,
okay.
It would be pretty ridiculous to have 3rd and 10 and you run a 5-yard route. So, you have your first 15 plays. But you also are playing the game. Now, most of the time when you go through that first drive, each situation has 2 or 3 plays you could go to depending on down and distance. So while we say the first 15 plays are scripted, it would be like they're just trying in those first 15 plays to get as many situations in the game as they can. So then they can then come up with a game plan to get you through the rest of the game based on how the defense plays.
It's like Mad Libs.
So where's the issue in the communication and the constant where we've got to call timeout so early? It's the first drive. Shouldn't we know what we're doing?
Not necessarily because you still – even if you have the first 15 plays called depending on where you are on the field. So say if you want to start the game off 4 wides and you want to spread them out. Well, what if you get caught in? You get caught inside the 5. Well, now you got to bring in some tight ends or whatever. Sometimes I think they get in a little bit of trouble because nobody seems to move until there's 15 to 20 seconds left. When you have, soon as they put the ball down, the 40-second clock ticks. So if you got a long, extensive play, which they do. Or Mike McDaniel is throwing 17 ums in the mic. Now, by the time you get to the line of scrimmage, you got 10 seconds. And if it's a bad look, you don't have time to change the play. That happens to them a lot.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. And the only thing I'll add is that as soon as they went for it on 4th and goal, I didn't take the points. I wanted to fire them immediately on the plane, on the ride home. I
mean, you're not alone, dude. A lot of people did. That was what our talk was before the game. We're like, people did.
I
got texts from people who aren't even Dolphins fans. Like, is he going to get fired if this backfires?
Listen, I've always been told this in sports. If you're a competitor, would you rather win the game or have somebody else lose it? And I want to control my own destiny. The problem is not that they went for it on 4th-and-1 and 4th-and-2. The problem is that they couldn't get 2 yards. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. So playing devil's advocate, we're going to look at the success or failure of that moment. But the problem is you're going to look and see whether the call was good or not. I'm looking at it more along the lines of the execution or the play was horrible. Not that you went for it.
I just felt all of it was weird to turn down. I can't believe we're still talking about this stupid game.
You brought it up!
He did, actually, again. But no, you brought it up. You said your friends were bringing it up. And I'm like, are we really going to talk about this again? And so, whatever. Fine. We will. But the thing that I found weird about the game, and especially that final drive, was it just didn't feel like it was meant to be. And I know that they have their stupid chart and all this stuff.
I don't believe in that chart, by the way.
It was like you had Devon Achane, who was cooking, like he ran out of bounds by accident. Then he almost got in. He was like literally like, they pulled his ass back. Then he got crunched up. And I was just like, you know what? This doesn't feel like a touchdown drive. Take the points. And
now I will say this. If Achane hadn't gone out of bounds, and then you look at the clock and realize you can get that thing all the way down,
mm-hmm.
then you kick the field goal. But once
he got hurt, they kind of also got screwed because they had to stop the clock, too.
Right.
That was another thing. But I was almost at the point, like, I thought that the Commanders, like, if we were going to get cute with it, I thought Dan Quinn should have just let them score. And then they could go back. Because he did the same thing, wanting to put the game in his hands, where he was going for the touchdown with, like, 6 minutes left. I was like, that seems stupid. But whatever. Okay. And then we had the Dolphins drive. The Dolphins go 3 and out. They muff the punt. They get the other chance at it, which was also weird. Like, you kind of got this new life to you. But I would have thought, like, okay, once you have that happen, just let the Dolphins score, and then you would imagine they're going to go for the extra point, and then you can go for the touchdown, try a touchdown drive,
right.
And maybe you go for 2 for the win. Right. If we're going to go ballsy, like,
I think a whole lot of stuff kind of added to that situation, because if Achane stays in bounds and Achane doesn't get hurt, you're talking about another minute running off the clock or them having to use timeouts.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I say, okay, you kick a field goal. But with the clock stopping as many times as it did, it got to the point where you're thinking, they're going to get the ball back. So how do I want to handle this?
Right.
You know, so again, I understand everybody having a problem with it. I'm saying as a competitor, and I've said this, you make fun of me for saying this. If you can't get 4th-and-1, you don't deserve to win, right? So that's how they go about it. If I had a choice as an offensive player, if I had a choice to say, I can get this 4th-and-2 or I can kick the field goal and rely on my defense, no, not doing that.
You know, when I watch this Cam Newton, usually he's on screen.
Is that the swimmer? The bottom.
I don't know.
Doesn't that look like
You talking about on this TV? On
the bottom one?
Yeah.
That's a wrestler, dude. Isn't
that's
that
not a swimmer?
Isn't that Seth Rollins?
That's who it is? You know who I thought it was? Who's the swimmer?
Michael Phelps?
Yeah.
You thought that was Michael Phelps?
Michael Phelps, he does the same thing with his hair.
Doesn't look anything like Michael Phelps.
What are you talking about?
Y'all look alike. What do you want me to say?
Man, I could never say something
like that.
My favorite
part about all of this, though, is saying
I could never say something like
that. I would say that to you, though, if you said I look like somebody. Oh, no. We all look alike.
Wow. Never say
my
that.
My favorite part is just seeing Crowder on the TV right now.
But my point is, Cam
as hype men,
Cam Newton,
background dancers.
Cam Newton is enormous. He's a mountain of man.
People don't realize how big Cam Newton is.
But then he's also got the tall hat. And I'm just like, wow. It
makes him even taller. Just look at him next to Crowder and like literally everyone, actually.
Yeah.
he's an absolute moose. He's a moose. But I'm like, man, the hat while you're on set there live, that's something. Anyway, We'll take a break, get you caught up with your headlines, including the Heat victory. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.